What do you think has been the most impressive aspect of the defensive play through the first three games?
Oh man, that's a great question. I think just the overall mindset and attitude, I think. I mean, you look at our defense, you know, we've given up some plays, and even our offense, you know, we've told them to be aggressive. And when, you know, let's say that Navy game, Zach threw a pick, go back and watch the film, like the defensive guys were excited to go out there. That was like a challenge to us. And we were really, I mean, the mindset that we have is we'll take on anything, anyone, anywhere, like give us a challenge and like, we'll look at it right in the eyes. We'll look it square in the face and like, we'll get after it. So really, really impressed by kind of the mentality that we've all adopted of, hey, let's go. Like, this is a challenge. Let's help out our team. And then just obviously the play, you know, from everyone, we're all making plays out there. We have playmakers on the field. And so it's just a lot of fun.
I asked Kalani about this, but you've been through some rough times during your career, you know, some ups and downs. How nice is it to see the payoff this year and the way you guys have been able to play consistently through three games, even through quite a bit of adversity, but all that investment kind of paying some dividends now at this, you know, at this point?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've learned a lot from our past experiences and those ups and downs that we've had. You know, specifically last year, I think, you know, we had won a lot of the bigger games, and then some of the games that we maybe had overlooked, or just, you know, the specifically just the Toledo and the South Florida game, you know, that's looking back, it's like we could have been way better. And so I think we were able to learn from those. But yeah, the experience that we've gained, I think, has really kind of been the catalyst for our success this year. You know, we've got guys on the field who are hungry, who have been through the ups and downs, and a lot of guys have been here for, you know, several years and kind of have gone through those. So I think that it plays a huge part in kind of our success and who we are as football players and as a team.
A lot of times we talk in the media and outside, we talk a lot about the strength of schedule, but you've seen teams that maybe didn't have great records or great, maybe not the same stature as teams, come in and play really good football. They got good players too. Is strength of schedule overrated in your opinion? Because any team can put it together a great game on a given day.
Yeah, I think there definitely are different variables that maybe don't get captured in the strength of schedule. And I think a lot of that is coaching, right? So, for example, this week, UTSA, they're going to be a great team. They're really well coached. They play hard. And so I think, you know, some of their previous games might not capture how, you know, how they're going to play. But this is, you know, we're ranked number 15th now. We've got that target on our back. And they're going to come in. They're going to practice really hard this week after their loss. And they're going to really try and get after us. And so we've got to get ready. But, yeah, the strength of schedule, I think, can be misleading just because of the variables that don't really get captured in there. But I think this week kind of will be an example of that.
All right, let's go Jason Shepherd and then Jay Drew.
Isaiah, in terms of the teams that you faced, the Roadrunners probably the most balanced with run and pass that you faced this year. Maybe just discuss a little bit that dynamic and what you've seen specifically from their offense.
Yeah, they do like to establish the run. I was watching last night, and they got a really good back. He looks bigger. I mean, he kind of looks like maybe a little comparable to Zach Moss, kind of a bigger back, stocky. Runs really hard, and he kind of just bounces off tackles. So I think it'd be a good challenge for us to stop the run and really, you know, have a week where we get challenged in the run. You know, we really got to step it up and stop the run first and then move on to the pass. But, yeah, really balanced. Got a great quarterback, some big tight ends that I've seen. And, yeah, they like to get after it. So this will be a fun and unique challenge. You know, we haven't seen – you know, kind of this balanced offense yet, but I'm really excited about it.
This may seem like it's somewhat of an odd question, but with the way that you guys are playing and as efficient as you guys have been, do you guys feel there's somewhat of an intimidation factor against these opponents that they know how well you're playing and that you have a leg up because of that as soon as you step on the field?
I would hope not. just because as competitors, you don't ever really want to fall into that trap almost of, maybe getting intimidated. So I would hope that teams kind of just feel like, hey, this is a great challenge. Let's get after it. But I don't know. I definitely know, being on the flip side, when we've played the Tennessees and the USCs and the Wisconsins, that we've always taken it as a challenge and we've never really tried to shy away. And I don't know if that's just our program and the kind of the culture that we've built, but I would hope that teams look at us and say, hey, like, this is a great opportunity. Let's get after them, and not more intimidated and kind of scared to play us.
Isaiah, if you're comfortable with it, can you share what the experience was like a week ago when you reportedly tested positive for COVID and then tested negative the next two times? Just take us through that experience, what that was like and what you felt.
Yeah, I don't know how much I want to get into that, Jay, if I'm being completely honest. The basics were just that, I had received a test that had come back positive, and out of precaution, they held me out. And then through our procedures, I was able to be cleared again. I think that's the most that I'll kind of talk about that. Just because of kind of, the restrictions that we have as a team and kind of the confidential level, cause we might still have guys that come across that, but it was just, that's the part of the game that we have to kind of, that's the reality that we have right now with football. And so, although it might not be the best, it's just kind of the way that we're able to play football. So
just to follow that up, obviously you guys have a chance to have a really special season. Has that kind of carrot out there helped guys maybe take this thing as seriously as possible? Just because obviously nobody wants to kind of test positive, basically.
Yeah, I think we've done a really good job. Our support staff has done a great job at kind of creating these procedures that just help us to be as safe as possible. And the mentality on the team, I mean, guys have totally bought into it now, especially after, the whole Navy, incident and guys, testing positive. It's definitely just a shock, and it's definitely different, than previous seasons that we've had. But it's our kind of new reality, and it's how we play football. And guys have bought in now completely to the procedures and kind of what we are wanting to do. And guys know how special of a team we are, and so they've really bought into that as well as, hey, we've got a good team. We've got a special thing going. Like, don't ruin it for others. Don't ruin it for yourself. Let's just keep this thing going.
All right, for our last two questions, we're going to do Mitch Harper and then Sean Walker.
Yeah, Isaiah, what changes this week, knowing that, as you mentioned earlier, you guys have a target on your back?
Yeah, I think we just really need to stay humble. I think, as we keep, finding that success and the success that we've continually found the last few weeks, I think we got to remain humble, and the mindset has to be, let's get better this week. Let's find those things that we were the things that we struggled at, this last game and the last couple of games. Let's find those weaknesses and let's really hone in and get those things better. The target is definitely going to get bigger and keep, it's going to be on our backs, but we can't really focus on those things and focus on what people are saying about us. Coach Mateos likes to call it poison. It's just that poison. You just got to keep, stay away from it. Don't let it get to you, and find ways to get better.
What's your comfort level in this defense right now? Cause we're seeing you play in the box, a little bit of slot corner. I mean, you're kind of all over the field, that showing that versatility. How much fun and comfort are you having it playing in this defense this year?
Yeah, I feel, I think, the most confident that I've ever felt in this defense and in my years here. Really understand the scheme really well, understand where everyone else is at, and that just allows me to play a lot more free, play smart. And so I'm really, really loved what we have and just kind of our personnel as well. I think, you get to know guys and how their play styles are and just kind of the trust that we have within the defense, I think, is what makes us a really great defense.
Isaiah, I know you like to talk about the team and just how good this defense is as a whole, but one of the guys that we're kind of being reintroduced to is Tyler Batty. and just the way that he kind of blew up, especially on Friday. Are you surprised with kind of the way that he's reacclimated himself so quickly after being gone for, I think, like 17 and a half years on a mission? And then I think he gray-shirted last year and that kind of thing. Yeah. But can you just give us sort of a little bit of a, I guess, kind of an insight into who he is and what he's been like coming back?
Yeah, I've always been impressed with kind of his motor. He's got a motor and can just go for days. And, you know, really impressed by what he did. You know, during the game, he came in at a critical time. You know, it was kind of their 4 minute drill. They were looking, you know, like they were going to score. We had a penalty, I think. And so we were just kind of put in a sticky situation, and Batty came in, made some great plays for us and really came in clutch at a big time. And so, you know, if you know the kid though, he's one of the hardest workers on our team. And we've seen that from the very beginning. You know, as soon as he came in with us, I guess even before that, before he was with us, he was, you know, in the weight room, always working out. You know, he would stay after, you know, all the gray shirts would leave. He was always after stretching and getting some more in. And so, you know, really just impressed by him and I knew that he was going to blow up and, you know, be a great asset for us on the defense. And so just really impressed with him and what he's done.